It's Laguna's only FM, and the place to be on Halloween in Laguna is Oak Street, of course, and now Brook Street, where people can party and revel throughout the evening in safety because the streets are closed off. And this has not always been. It only started in the 80s, and two of the people that were there at the very beginning are in studio with us right now, Carol Kennedy and Jill Trimble.
Trimble. I'm trembling.
there. And so that's an appropriate name, isn't it?
Yes.
And Kennedy. I mean, you know, he's dead. probably a ghost now, I would think. So there are some connections.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you were born to do this. You guys, do you both live on Oak Street today?
No. We never did.
You never did?
No, our friend did.
Ah. And where's your friend now?
Traveling the world.
They're living in Spain.
Oh, that's nice.
We're the one where we had the haunted house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell us how this thing, because people go there now, they don't know the history. They just go there, they revel, they enjoy, but they don't know the work and the heartache and the sacrifice you made to make the...
and the money.
Tell us how you did it.
Well, I'm not sure that I want Oak Street and Brook Street neighbors to know who we are in case they come after us for all the money they've
it's
spent
too late,
on candy.
Really candy. Said your name. Should have told us that before.
To be fair, we have no proof that's their real name, okay, so we don't know.
Yeah, but yeah, it's expensive every year for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. And actually, the neighbors asked if people could donate candy on the street.
Right. People
Absolutely.
Should.
Yeah.
People
right,
should.
That's a major expense. It's one thing to do up your house.
Right.
Like a Halloween-y, haunty, housey thing. But to give away a lot of candy.
People spend hundreds, if not thousands, on candy.
Yeah.
For individual houses. But anyway, how did it start?
Well, it started with my husband and a bunch of his buddies. We all grew up in Laguna. And in their 20s, they were bachelors and had parties. And, of course, they had Halloween parties. Outrageous Halloween parties. And particularly a friend of ours, Scott Sturm, was the mastermind behind all the props and he had moving props. He had a talking head. He had a talking spider.
Animated.
Had a guy in the back room on a videotape talking to whoever walked in the front door.
Was he an engineer of some kind? Did he know how to do sort of?
He was. He was actually an architect.
Extremely creative.
Right. So it was very,
Yeah. We were blessed with having multiple extremely talented artists. You know,
so people were drawn to it because it was a particularly, Tyler? It was particularly interesting or
I'm not in your head this morning.
It was a great creative outlet. I mean, it was just totally, we would spend months. Anyways, so they would have these elaborate parties. And then back in the 80s, that's how old we are. Well, then our friend Lynn Watkins bought a home on Oak Street. And it was the perfect house for a party. And then, because it had this creepy bridge.
This
crossed
is the house
over
with
the
creepy bridge, right?
Yeah, this is on Oak Street.
Yeah.
And so we had our first party there. And then I think it was you, Jill, that said, oh, my God, this is the best house for a haunted house.
Yep.
And everyone who came to our party, they were just thrilled and just awed. And so the next year, we opened it up to the trick-or-treaters.
Yeah, and that was what? A walk-through.
What year was that?
98.
And the kids could walk through the haunted deal.
Walk across the bridge.
Get scared by the automatons and the whatever else. Right.
Yeah.
So but you went from revelers to living in the street or to being really involved in this. How did didn't you marry one of the guys?
I married one of the guys. And a lot of people from Laguna marry each other.
Choices. Yeah,
right.
Interesting circle of friends.
Yeah. So actually, all these friends.
It's what's known as crapping where you eat. In my camp. Anyway, whatever. Okay. So you guys all married each other.
Basically,
and
had
your little genetic throwback kids. I know. So it just got bigger and bigger. And when did it become like a thing where everybody knew and the police start getting involved?
Oh. I'd say probably by 2000.
A couple years. The word spread.
Yeah, it just word of mouth.
And then we had people from out of town coming in. I mean, it was, and the front of the house is a garage and a kind of a room upstairs, and there's a balcony, and so you can stand up in that balcony and look all over Oak Street, and it was just filled with kids waiting to get in.
Right.
So it was just this one house, really, in the beginning.
The one house, absolutely.
That drew everybody there.
Absolutely.
So then the neighbors probably realized, we better start doing something, too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But eventually the haunted house closed, didn't it?
Yes.
That with the bridge
Our friends moved.
Right.
Yeah.
Do those people that now live in that house, do they get involved in it now?
It's dark. It's so sad.
Bummer.
It's dark.
Do they have a tree? I'm just wondering whether we could go down there with toilet paper.
Well, you can take either house in general if you'd like.
We should do that, they'll soon get the message.
So the folks that moved who ran the haunted house in the first place, do they still run one somewhere else?
No. They're in Spain now.
Right.
But so when we did close the doors, a lot of the props went to some of the neighbors because by that time all the neighborhood was decorating, and then some of the props went to Jill, who still to this day decorates her house with the original props.
Yeah. Your house isn't on Oak Street or it's Regatta, right, where you live
In Bluebird Canyon.
In Bluebird Canyon. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that would be cool to see. Is that something you want to invite people to come by and check out?
Absolutely.
Okay. Can you tell us where it is?
It's on the corner of Bluebird and Regatta.
Bluebird and Regatta. And what are some of the original props that you have?
Oh, goodness. Gravestones. I have coffins. I have lighting. I have probably 16 bins full of stuff.
Cool.
Not to mention multiple coffins, different parts of, on my property, different places.
So the actual stuff from the original haunted house on Oak Street is now in your house?
Yes.
On display, like on the lawn? Or just boxes?
No.
Did you come look through the box?
In the basement?
No. I decorate. I set up.
Okay, cool.
So this year I have a graveyard. I have a little area that I decorate when you come down the stairs and you can just kind of look in. You can't go in because things
really
get
broken.
And of course, with lighting and music. And
what a piece of history.
The whole thing.
It's amazing.
I know,
you should start a museum for this. And you charge
really
money,
fun.
Which you could then give to the people of Oak Street to buy Snickers bars, whatever.
Okay, so I just want to fast forward past 2000 or so when it started becoming a big deal. At what point did you ask for the street to be shut down completely?
Somewhere around 2000, I believe.
Okay.
Because we did 98, 99. And we were like, this is getting out of control. The kids are unsafe. The parents are unsafe, on the street. So,
right.
So somewhere around there, and they closed it probably 3 years. We were doing it for 3 years.
Yeah.
We stopped in 2003.
Do you find it interesting that although the house left, the people still come there? I mean, because now there's no particular reason except for it's a place to trick or treat with everybody.
It just created this monster, so to say.
Right.
That people nowadays walking up and down walk by that house and have no idea. That's why they're there.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and it spilled over as well to Brook Street.
Yeah, and I don't know
it's
why.
It's cool that the police sort of went, all right, we're not going to break this up. We're just going to cordon it off.
That's
a testament to the city, really.
Yes.
For just getting into the spirit of it. Do you have any sort of memories of the weirdest or stupidest or funniest costumes you've seen around? Does anything come to mind?
What we wore in the haunted house?
Well, anybody, I don't know.
we had quite a plethora of funky costumes.
Oh, yeah.
We had themes, too. We had a gothic one time and
twice.
Gothic makes sense. That's a Halloween-y sort of...
Different themes when you came through actually part of the house.
Uh-huh.
We had, a mad scientist kitchen lab thing. We've had Hall of Mirrors. We've had people come out of the walls. We've had just multiple different spooky things.
And do you still look forward to this every year? Or is this like, one year I'm just going to go to Maui?
Well, we're not on Oak Street.
Let them pay for the tree.
I think if I lived on Oak Street, I would be going to Maui. I still decorate my house. I take my kids down to Oak Street.
So you do go back?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Do you tell them how it used to be?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
And where the house was, we go by the dark house now.
Right.
How old are they?
13. Twin girls.
They're getting to the age where now you tell them that, tell us this story every year, Mom.
Oh, they roll their eyes.
Are you impressed by anybody on Oak Street carrying on the legacy?
Oh, absolutely.
What are some highlights?
Well, one house in particular, there's like animatronic girl on a swing. I mean, it's really spooky. It looks real. I mean, it looks like it's like Hollywood props. I mean, that great.
Yeah.
Cool. There used to be a great house on Brick Street, but they unfortunately moved away this year. And she would have almost like a Knott's Berry Farm maze, like Knott's Scary Farm.
Yeah.
And she had her theme. Last year it was Wizard of Oz. It was awesome. Just awesome.
Cool.
Yeah, it's sad that she left.
Well, we're very grateful that Oak Street, our station, is, because 5 years ago when we started, that was the first place we kind of made a public appearance.
Oh.
We set up our car, we set up our pop-up tent, and we played music on Oak Street. And it was the first time that anybody had done that. It created kind of this music DJ block party thing, apparently. And usually it's not corporate. You know, no businesses come into Oak Street. So we were the first ones kind of allowed to do that. And it was a big deal that everybody noticed our station for the first time and said, oh, Laguna's got a radio station.
Yeah, so yeah, we're grateful.
5 years later, we're still doing it, you know, for free, just DJing the block party. So I think it's really cool community spirit that everybody comes together to bring what they have to offer to make Oak Street special. And, you know, we still do it year after year. So.
And you guys work hard. The people that do the houses and really do it up work so hard. And it may be not that big of a deal for an American, but for somebody like me who comes from a foreign country who's never seen this kind of thing.
Right.
Your friends are in Spain, though, which is a spooky country, whatever. You know, it's Catholic.
Day of the Dead.
So it's a weird place, yeah. Yeah. Wow.
No, we look forward to it every year. Every year.
And Jill, do you go back there as well? Or do you...
No, because I'm handing out
candy. You got to man your own place.
And I have... last year, I think I had 15 people... Counting, you know, kids and adults compared to 700-800 we have come through the open house.
Yeah. And you mentioned it's even dwindling a little bit, right?
It is. Less and less houses are more and more houses are not decorating as much.
Right.
Yeah.
Should be a requirement. Should be like an HOA where you buy a house on Oak Street and you have to do something.
Yeah, you have to go through the design review board.
Right.
I'd pay 30 grand.
I'd say nice. So.
Well, one thing I would like to say is that because of Oak Street and Brick Street, there's less kids in other neighborhoods. And that's kind of a shame because, like Jill, she decorates, she goes out of her way, and I know other families that do that too. Yeah. So I just want to say, you know, go trick or treat in your own neighborhood first, and then go to Oak Street.
Yeah,
I or do Oak Street and then go to your.
You shouldn't drive to trick or treat. You should walk up.
Right.
I'll give you candy if you're wearing a costume and you walk. So don't park in the parking lot and go around filling your trunk full of cat. That's not the way.
South Laguna sees nothing. That's where I live. And, I mean, it's house after house after house. It could be popping.
Right.
Yeah. But it's not.
Yeah.
So, you're right. That is a bummer in town. It's a blessing and a curse. So
patronize your
own.
Too.
Well, it is your fault. So way to go. Patronize your own neighbors because they just want to hand out some candy.
I know. They want to see the little costume.
Yeah, and then go to Oak Street. I'm definitely going to try to stop by your house tonight.
Oh, great.
Bluebird and Regatta.
Okay,
right?
Bring some candy.
I'll donate it to the cause.
Candy.
Oh, you got some? Thanks, Jill.
Now that everybody knows who you are, we'll call the police. We'll get a witness, one of those witness programs. You'll have to move away. You know, the great thing about Laguna is if you move to Aliso Viejo, nobody'd ever see you again. So it's fine.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Really cool to talk about this. And like Jason said, we got the scoop.
Fun.
I don't think this is a well-covered story.
I'm delighted to meet you guys because you started a thing that really has become a Laguna, you know, annual ritual. So we're really grateful to you. Thank you.
Yeah, and I just want to say thank you to all the other ghost crew. That's what we called ourselves. All the ghost crew members.
Cool.
All right. Well, happy Halloween, ladies. Thanks
so
much.
Happy Halloween.
Thank you. Happy Halloween.